Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We get you ready for the games this weekend. Lots to review here on the show from a props perspective and also from a daily fantasy perspective. We're going to do that throughout the show today. I'm Craig Minish along with Davis Maddock. Got some big stories to get to here today, but no bigger, Davis, as we start the show. The first hire of what we would call, I guess, the offseason for some NFL teams, as the New York Giants have decided to dip their toe in the water of the Buffalo Bills front office. And according to ESPN, they are hiring Joe Shane for their new general manager. I apologize if I didn't get his name right, but that's who they have hired. And if the Giants do anything the way that Buffalo did it, they'll be in really good shape in a couple of years. I guess that's the hope.
Yeah, it's going to be very shocking for Giants fans who had the worst general manager in football. You know, Dave Gettleman, 32nd of 32 general managers, front office personnel. Going to be very shocking for them to go from a guy who mocked the analyst people when he drafted Saquon Barkley. He did the keyboard thing. Dave Gettleman, awful at his job, F-minus job, his 4 years with the Giants. The Bills front office basically have done the exact opposite. The Josh Allen pick was not popular when they made it. I certainly was one of the people that criticized that selection. They were correct. They have sort of been criticized with some of their free agency signings at wide receiver, but their defense has been phenomenal. They have a very good chance of winning the Super Bowl this season. And according to Peter Schrager, the four potential head coaching names that people are anticipating to get interviews with their new general manager are Brian Daboll, of course, the offensive coordinator in Buffalo, Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator of, Tampa Bay, but, you know, longtime defensive coordinator, head coach in the NFL, Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphins coach, and Dan Quinn. I would be surprised to see Dan Quinn get this job, but you never know.
Yeah, no, you don't. And Daboll does make a lot of sense going with his general manager. It would seem like they could work together really nicely. A story maybe for next week. We'll see. I would guess next week we're going to have some head coaching hirings in the NFL. We have had none since the season ended. Still can't believe that's where we're at here on a Friday. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. Beyond that, the Pacers stunned the Warriors with an overtime win. Indiana, one of the massively disappointing teams in the NBA this season thus far, but a big win for them yesterday. Also, Indiana beats Purdue for the first time since 2016. No Jimmy G on the final injury report, so it looks like he's a full go. You can put him in all of your lineups this week in fantasy. And Naomi Osaka falls in the third round at the Australian Open, which is going on now. But Davis, here we are. We are basically a little bit more than 24 hours away from the Saturday games in the NFL. And then, of course, we'll have Sunday. This is the final weekend of our year here covering football, where we're going to have Saturday and Sunday games. It's just down to championship week next week, which is always fun, and then the Super Bowl. And dare I say the Super Bowl, it feels like it's around the corner, Davis. It is still about a month away. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely crazy. A little bit of a sad realization here. There are more NFL games on the schedule this weekend with four than there will be for the rest of the season. Of course, the two conference championship games in the Super Bowl. Crazy game last night with the Pacers and the Warriors. You maybe would think, oh, well, you know, Curry probably didn't have that good of a game if they lost. 39 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. It was just that the Pacers played very well, and they did so without Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis. Of course, welcome to everyone who is listening to Sports Grid on the radio. Davis Maddock and Craig Mish here with everyone. We're going over some of our big headlines here on Friday. And yeah, the Warriors, you know, don't look now, Craig, they're in a little bit of a swoon. They are down to 32-13 over their last several weeks. They lost to the Pacers, they lost to the Timberwolves, the Bucks, the Grizzlies, a couple back-to-back losses in there. So the MVP race that we kind of thought, you know, we kind of just thought it's Steph Curry, I think it is far more open now.
Well, good. That'll be some fun down the stretch for us to be able to talk about. We've got the NBA All-Star Game coming up in about a month from now as well. You know, let's real quick just go back to the NFL. I know that we've got the four games this weekend. Of the four, do you feel strongest about one side of any of the four games this week?
Yeah, I probably feel strongest about the Green Bay Packers. I bet that when it opened at -5. If I was going to just place one wager, though, regardless of return, it would be the Packers money line. And you know what? If I was gambling with my head and not my heart, I think the Bills plus the points. I mean, I think there's probably a pretty good argument that the Bills should be favored in this game against the Kansas City Chiefs, but I don't want to live in that world. I would much prefer to live in a world where the Kansas City Chiefs are victorious against the Buffalo Bills. So I can't do that one. I actually, you know what? I love the over in that game, the Bills and the Chiefs, even at 54.5, where it's been sitting at on the FanDuel Sportsbook. I do think both of those teams want to score 30 points.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I think I'm on the same page as you with Green Bay. That's the one game that sort of sticks out to me as the perfect storm. They're at home, awful week, three straight road games for San Francisco, sort of flailing down the stretch in the previous game. I don't know. That's the one game to me. And I'm not normally a Green Bay lay the points kind of guy. You know, I'm really not. Like, I just don't think that's ever wise. This seems like a really tough go for the 49ers this week. Plenty of opinions here on Sports Grid, of course, on that game. Plenty of opinions as to how to set a fantasy lineup in a one-and-done fantasy league coming up next, because myself, Davis, and Brett are all in the same league. We'll set our lineups next for you. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. We are all playing in a fantasy football postseason league. Those of us who are here on Fantasy Sports Today, it is myself, it is Davis Maddock, it is Joe Pizzapia, it is Matt Stryker, and our trusty producer, Brett Levy, also has a team as well. Now, Brett was on his soiree last week, his bachelor party, and so we got to give him a little bit of a mulligan for his week last week, Davis. And of course, he is in last place. But no mulligan for me because I'm not doing very well. Also, you came in strong last week, had a good week. You still have a chance without a doubt to win. But this week is really going to be the make or break because now the strategy really comes in. These are players in a one and done league in fantasy playoffs where you can't use the same player twice. So this is it. You really have to strategize. Let's talk about how you built your team this week. I'll give you mine and then we'll bring in Brett for his as well.
So it's pretty interesting because basically what you're weighing is you would like to use guys who you expect to lose. That way you can use players from the winning teams, but you need the guys on the winning teams to generate enough statistics, right? So it's definitely a little bit of a balance beam there. So I started on offense with Josh Allen. I played my bracket like the Chiefs are going to win. Could be in a little bit of trouble because I already used Mahomes and Kelsey. I have Joe Mixon at running back, Cam Akers at running back, Deebo Samuel here. I expect the 49ers to lose. I used Eli Mitchell last week. Gabriel Davis, again, I would like, you know, obviously if I think the Bills are going to lose, I would also like to accrue some of their statistics in a losing effort. I have Odell Beckham at my flex, again, expecting the Rams to lose. I already used Cooper Kupp. Dawson Knox, I actually think Dawson Knox is a really strong tight end option this week. And then Ryan Succop for the Buccaneers. Don't care if he wins or loses. There should be kickers available every single week. And then the Rams defense here as well. I think the Rams could win, so I'm not going crazy with Rams players or with Buccaneers players, and right. Would not surprise me if Tom ate some sacks here.
Yeah, look, I think the strategy now is at this point, you know, sort of understanding, and again, the positioning is also different. Like, I'm way behind in terms of points, so I kind of have to go all in and catch up a little bit. But you using Josh Allen this week and using Patrick Mahomes last week essentially means that you're using either Ryan Tannehill or Joe Burrow going into next week, no matter what, because you got to save your quarterback in the NFC no matter what for the Super Bowl. Right. Yep. So, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of different ways that you can do this. Let's take a look at my team, which is, you know, somewhat similar, some of the same players, but some different as well. I also am using Josh Allen at quarterback from the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills can still win, but I did not use Patrick Mahomes yet. So it really doesn't matter to me. I just figured why not. I'm going in on Derrick Henry this week. I don't know if he wins or loses, but I got catch up to play here with points. So I'm going with the best option, Elijah Mitchell with San Francisco. Win or lose, I still think I'm okay there. I did not use Jamar Chase last week, regretting that a little bit. I got him in this week. Whether or not Cooper Kupp wins or loses this week, again, I'm in catch-up mode. I got to play Kupp. I played Evans last week, so I am in some sort of trouble in the NFC at wide receiver, unless Davante Adams ends up advancing, and then I can have my choice there. So those are the start. Those are the first five that I've picked. Now, as far as the flex and the rest of the players, Davis, I'm going to go Deebo Samuel, who, you know, if San Francisco wins this week, yeah, I mean, I pretty much will have used up their two best players in Mitchell and Deebo Samuel at this point. Rob Gronkowski at tight end. Last week, I went with an NFC kicker. I'm using up another NFC kicker today in Mason Crosby. And since I used Kansas City's defense last week in the AFC, I'm going to use Tennessee's defense this week. And so I'll have my choice, I suppose, of NFC defenses to use in the championship and maybe even in the Super Bowl as well. So let's talk about that team. What do you like? What don't you like?
I think your kicker strategy is smart. I'm realizing that basically now I have to leave Tyler Bass and Harrison Butker because I've used up the available NFC kicker. So I definitely need to take that. I also messed up my bracket a little bit because I was assuming that the Kansas City or that the Dallas Cowboys were going to win their original game. I think I'm maybe going to have wished that I saved Eli Mitchell or that I would have used, you know, some of the 49ers players earlier. Of course, I love the Deebo one. I thought the Derrick Henry one is interesting because assuming that the Titans win, I do wonder if Henry will be a little limited this week with that plate in his foot, just as they kind of figure out if he's good to go or not. So I had the same decision you had at running back, which is basically Mixon or Henry. And I went Mixon thinking the Bengals, I mean, they could, it's kind of a coin flip, but they could win or lose. But I think if the Titans win, I think Henry's going to get more touches next week.
You know, I'm thinking this through a little bit more and I may have to make one change because now that I'm thinking about it, Davis, I already used Kansas City's defense. Okay. If Kansas City, and I'm using Tennessee here, as you could see. So if Kansas City wins and if Tennessee wins, then next week I'm forced into a situation to use one of the two defenses in the NFC. And if they win, I have no defense for the Super Bowl, right? So I think I have to switch.
You'll have to ride with this, or next week you would have to pick the dog, right? So between the Packers and the Buccaneers or whoever, you would have to pick the dog defense and actually hope that your defense didn't score points. So you should probably switch that. Yeah,
I got to switch this out. So my lineup incomplete. I'm going to have to switch out Tennessee, and I'm going to pick somebody in the NFC before Sunday. So we didn't make that adjustment until I just mentally made that adjustment now. Okay, so that's Davis's team. That's my team. Now let's bring in Brett Levy. Brett, of course, last week was right down to the wire a couple hours beforehand before I had to click that submit the lineup button for our league. Brett's lineup wasn't set. I was like, he's at his bachelor party. This guy's not even setting a team. But lo and behold, the dedication from Brett to set his lineup at his bachelor party to get it all set up. Now, it didn't go well for you, Brett, but maybe this week will go a little bit better. At least, well, I take it back. The lineup didn't go well for you. I'm sure everything else went fine.
Yeah, you know what, Craig? All I was hoping for was everyone was going to play, and everyone played. So you just got to do what you can do and control what you can control. But I think I'll have a much more competitive team this week. I'm starting off with Josh Allen, just like you guys. I guess I'm predicting the Bills to lose because I am stacking a lot of Bills here with Stephon Diggs and Devin Singletary as well. I'm in last place, so I need Derrick Henry to go. So hoping for, maybe a bunch of goal line carries, Craig. Probably not going to rush for 200 yards on that foot, but maybe inside the five, he could still be an effective player. And then my last wide receiver is going to be Jamar Chase, kind of like you, Craig. Used the wrong Bengals wide receivers last week, so hoping I can get Jamar Chase in there and make it right this week. And then, look, I'm just banking heavy on the Titans stars coming out and playing, so I'm going with A.J. Brown. And then I'm trying to save Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes as I need them to continue my comeback here. So Rob Gronkowski will be my tight end this week. I need someone that's going to guaranteed kick some field goals. So Harrison Butker in a high scoring game. And I'm hoping Jimmy G's injuries, we heard from Dr. Chow yesterday, Craig. So maybe Jimmy G's injuries are worse than what the 49ers are letting on, and the Packers defense can get some turnovers.
Well, we'll see. Definitely an interesting setup for you. The only Davis, the only player here that I notice, I think that sort of sticks out to me. Let me just make sure here. Yeah, is AJ Brown. How do you feel about that one? Because that's the one that could put Brett back in this.
I mean, AJ Brown is like my favorite differential in all of these playoff contests that I'm playing. I have him on the 2x multiplier in the NFC contest. I took him over Derrick Henry on all of my entries on the FFPC. I think Henry, you have the combination of AJ Brown is amazing and Derrick Henry is limited. I think this is very smart from Brett here.
All right, Brett. Well, good luck this weekend. Good luck to you, Davis. Good luck to me. We'll see how we end up faring on Monday. We don't have to wait till Tuesday to figure this one out. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. Plenty more to come here on the show as we continue to take a look at the weekend matchups in the NFL and the prop wagers. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more.
Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We have the divisional round games coming up this weekend. And tomorrow night, the Green Bay Packers will be at home taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, Aaron Rodgers with, you know, sort of being the one player in the NFL that continually has different stories about him. If you remember before the season, there was a chance that he may retire. We had heard that. Then, of course, the whole vaccination stuff during the year. Now we're moving on to a position that Rodgers is in line to potentially host an NFC championship and even get to a Super Bowl. And Rodgers was asked about his legacy and sort of where he's at in terms of his career and how important it would be to win another championship.
Football mortality is something that we all think about. And we all think about how many opportunities we're going to be afforded moving forward. And each one is special. Each season is different and unique in its own way, as has this one been. There's four teams left on the NFC side. We're one of them. We get to host playoff games. This is a special opportunity. We're not going to make it bigger than it is. We've gotten this far being level-headed and even keeled and not riding a roller coaster of emotions, and we're going to keep on doing the same thing. So if it was good enough to get us this far, it's good enough to get us past this point. So I'm excited about our opportunity, excited about the leadership we have on the football team, excited about the guys coming back, and excited to have a full crowd this year as opposed to last year, hoping for a loud crowd that it has a nice, enjoyable afternoon. Maybe it doesn't go too hard, leaves some, you know, some room for some enjoyment from like 7 to, you know, 10:30 p.m. On Saturday night. So it's an exciting opportunity to be back at Lambeau for a playoff game in primetime.
And if the Packers win, they will host the NFC Championship next week. And if it's Tampa Bay, we're talking about maybe the highest rated playoff game on television of all time. All right, let's look at Rodgers' numbers here on FanDuel going into this game, Davis. His total in passing yards is 265 and a half, and it's minus 114 to win 100. For those of you who are novices, that means you're risking $114 to win 100, either on the over or the under. A mixed bag for Rodgers in terms of this number. For the most part this season, Davis, they've run so effectively at times that Rodgers hasn't had to do enough. But if you look back in playoff history, there have been some really huge games that Rodgers has had, ironically, in some losses too.
Right. I actually think you hit the nail on the head. Games where they are trailing, games where they are losing, Aaron Rodgers is much more likely to be aggressive, throwing down the field. Also, I think that the absence of Marquez Valdez-Scantling is going a little bit overlooked here. If you look at Rodgers' games when MBS plays and when he doesn't, it's actually very stark. And it's not because MBS is like some great player. You know, it's not like he's Randy Moss or anything, but he is the only player on their team who can run deep routes, right? Lazard, not fast. Adams, I mean, he's reasonably fast, but they don't use him that way. Cobb, I mean, Randall Cobb is like 33 years old. It's like he's not running deep routes, right? Equanimee St. Brown, Amari Rodgers, these guys do not run deep routes. MBS is doubtful for this game, looking like he's not going to be playing. I expect the Packers to get up 10 points and to run the air out of the ball. I think this game is like literally why they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round of the NFL draft, to get a lead in Lambeau in the playoffs. It's cold. No one wants to tackle A.J. Dillon. I sound like such a boomer when I talk about A.J. Dillon, but I just absolutely love this guy. And so I'm going under. I think in a game that the Packers win, in an ideal world, I don't even think the Packers want him to go over. And I think this Jimmy G injury sounds, at the very least, it sounds bad, right? It certainly is not the story you want on Jimmy G heading into this game. And I think the magic fairy dust that has been on the 49ers back half of the season as they've won all these games, I think it's about to run out here.
All right. Well, if it doesn't, that means that our next look will be an over, because I don't think that the 49ers are beating Green Bay in Green Bay with Jimmy G going under this number, Davis. It's 230 yep. and a half, minus 114 to win 100. Say what you want about Elijah Mitchell, and everyone knows by now how I feel about Deebo Samuel. I mean, is San Francisco really going to rush for 190 yards? Or I don't think that's happening this week in Green Bay. I think Jimmy G has got to get over this number for them to win, because it would be stunning to me, Davis, if Green Bay did not score, let's say, 24 points, three touchdowns, a field goal. In order to get that, Garoppolo is going to have to throw, not down the field, because we know he's not going to do that, but he's going to have to throw a lot more over the middle of the field. To me, I see a scenario where it's possible that this goes over and they still don't win. But in order to win, he's got to go over this, I think.
No, you and I are in lockstep here. I think that the 49ers are up against it in this game. It's just historically, it's very tough to win in Lambeau, especially when it gets cold outside, especially for Jimmy, by the way, who is, he's a warm weather guy. Does not like playing in the cold historically has worse numbers playing outdoors and things like that. So, however, because I think the 49ers are basically going to be losing from the opening gun here, I would be on the under for the Aaron Rodgers passing yards, but the over on Jimmy Garoppolo's passing yards, just because that's how I expect the game to play out, which is all, by the way, for those of you who are in all of our legal sports gambling states out there, those same game parlays, I mean, just a great reminder to actually be correlating those plays, like, you know, build a story with your little parlay.
It's the way to do it. And it's the way to keep the game interesting, even for the small amount of money, if that's what you choose to do. All right. 49ers, of course, Green Bay, going to be a great game. Another great game on deck between the Los Angeles Rams and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. These two teams faced each other earlier in the season. Definitely a very competitive game as well. Quarterback of the Buccaneers, future Hall of Famer Tom Brady says, don't look too much into that first matchup.
I think that, you know, you got to, all these games are a little bit independent from one another. And yeah, you know, we played them earlier in the year and a very different team we had. I think a little bit of a different team they had too. So they're each their own individual type of game. They're going to require their own individual performance and stuff. So I think the point is it doesn't really matter what happened, you know, in October when we played them last. It's really about this game and what we learned from the last game. And anytime you know your opponent, I think that always gives you a little bit of understanding of kind of what they do well, you know, things you wish you would have done. But it's a very talented football team. Obviously, one of the great teams in the NFL, really good offense, tremendous defense, really well coached, great specialists. So it's going to be a very, very difficult game for us.
It could very well be the case, Dave. It's very interesting, by the way, to see all these Buccaneers press conferences this week with them essentially saying, like, now is the time. Now it's time to get it going. I mean, it seems to me they sort of knew they were going to blow the doors off Philadelphia last week. That was sort of the sense that I was getting from watching all of these things. It's like, now we're going to take it serious. Like, last week was just like a bye week for us. Kind of funny. 286 and a half on Brady's passing total, Davis. Minus 114 to win 100. Of course, under is the same scenario. Boy, it is hard for me to look at this and not think Brady's getting 300 in this game.
Yeah, and both of these teams' run defenses are very good. The Rams have phenomenal run defense, the Buccaneers, because both of them have great nose tackles, right? Aaron Donald, Vita Vea, they both have bigger, stronger run-defending linebackers, but linebackers that aren't as good in coverage. So I actually kind of like the over in this game, but I think both of the quarterbacks should pass. I mean, I think both the Rams and the Buccaneers should be coming into this game expecting to be at like a 70-30 pass to run ratio. Now, we know that'll never happen. We know coaches, regardless of matchup, regardless of whatever, they still want to run the ball. Even if they're getting 1.5 yards per carry, we're still seeing, you know, Cam Akers and Sony Michel, Leonard Fournette and Keyshawn Vaughn, those guys are running into the backs of their offensive linemen in this game. I'm worried about the Buccaneers here, though. I've kind of been, you know, I think a lot of us are just expecting them to roll here, but they are down two offensive linemen, down Wirfs, down Jensen. This is a great pass rush, a very strong interior defensive line for the Rams. I'm going over on Brady's passing yards, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a slog.
Okay. No, and the offensive line concerns are definitely real. As of yesterday, Jensen back at practice. and Worf's still questionable. So we'll find out later this week. Regardless if the Bucks win or lose, though, Davis, I got to tell you, I am not I can only lean toward the under here with this next one with Matthew Stafford. I still don't love what I've seen, and they want to run the ball. His total is 279.5 minus 114 to win 100. Same on the under, 279. I understand why FanDuel has to make this line this way. If you look at the last time these two teams played, certainly you would look toward an over. But for me, I don't know. I still think something's up. They really didn't need Stafford to go crazy last week because they were up so big. It seems Cam Akers being back with the way that they're using Sony Michel. Is Stafford going to have a 50-yard pass in this game? I'm just not. I mean, maybe Van Jefferson would be that guy for that. I'm just not seeing it. So my lean would be on under on Stafford. I still think they could win with him doing that, but I'm not convinced he's 100%.
Oh, he's definitely not 100%. I think you are accurate on that. It is just so hard to run on the Buccaneers. Through 17 games in the regular season, they only gave up 1,500 rushing yards on 336 attempts. Like, you just could not run on them, and teams would give up running very early in the game. Now, like I just said, McVay is going to be stubborn and he's going to want to run the ball. But if the Rams have any chance here, it's going to be Kupp, Beckham, Van Jefferson. Like, those guys are going to have a big game. So it kind of depends on your feelings of the game. I said I think the Rams can give him a game here. So I'm actually going to go over on Stafford, even though I agree with you, he is clearly banged up.
Yeah, I think the other part of this too for me is that their dump off guy, Daryl Henderson, hasn't played in a month. And so, like, is Akers going to be that guy? Is Michelle going to catch balls out of the backfield? Like, I don't see that. And that's another element of the offense I think that's missing. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back. If you download the Twitter app, I'm sure most of you have it already if you're watching this show, but if you don't, it's a really good way to get involved in social media and to learn about what we're doing here at SportsGrid. And so when you download Twitter, which is completely free, you can follow us at SportsGrid, that's our handle, and at SportsGrid TV. Our great social media team is constantly posting clips, information, picks, against the spread and fantasy content. We're doing 18 hours of live programming. I know a lot of you are busy throughout the day, but if you have time, download the app. You can also follow Davis on Twitter or myself or Brett Levy, but you know, you can't really follow him because he's got that little lock there that doesn't allow you to see his stuff. But Davis and I, we're totally available for you. Follow us there at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV, no doubt. All right, let's continue. We ran a little over last segment. We didn't finish off the quarterback props. Then we'll get to receivers. Let's do Patrick Mahomes real quick. And in the game, I assume I know the answer to this one here. Davis, you're going to go over on Mahomes and Allen, I'm assuming. 281.5 for Mahomes, minus 114. Same on the under. If I'm picking up on your vibe from earlier in the show, if you expect 60 points, you're going over on Mahomes here.
Yep, over on Mahomes. I mean, basically no way the Chiefs win if they don't go over, right? If Mahomes has 264 passing yards, two touchdowns, one interception, they lose this game by 20, maybe? I mean, you know, they just get ran out of their own building. It all comes down to Mahomes for the Chiefs. If Mahomes has B-plus games, they can't win. If Mahomes has A-plus games, they're the best team in the NFL, and I'm expecting him to have an A-plus game. So we're going over on Mahomes. No question about it for me.
Yeah, I mean, even if Buffalo wins, it's Mahomes throwing to come back. You know, it's funny. McKinnon does give me, like, C.J. Anderson of 2 years ago vibes, that he's going to come in.
How about Damien Williams of 2 years ago vibes?
Yeah, right, exactly. Same thing. Like, I'm getting that. Like, I could see him being somewhat of a hero as we go forward, but not enough to make a stamp on this game, I don't think. 281.5. All right, so I guess the only way Josh Allen, Davis, does not go over his total, which is 280, and this guy's played fantastic, would be just some unexpected, you know, remix of what we saw Monday night, right? Like, that's probably the only way. It's like Buffalo can't play, they can't show up, they can't pass, they can't run, Allen's making mistakes all over the field, like Kyler Murray, right? Like that's the only scenario I see here. If it's a close game, I think Allen goes over. If they win, he goes over, unless just some, it's an unmitigated disaster from Buffalo. I mean, do you see it any other way? I mean, I don't know. I don't see a path.
Or an unmitigated disaster from Kansas City, right? I mean, that would be the other way. That would be the other way that it would go. Now, in an unmitigated disaster for Kansas City in week 5, Josh Allen only threw 26 passes, but he happened to have a 70-yard touchdown and a 40-yard touchdown in that game. So he still, on only the 26 passes, got 315 passing yards and 3 passing touchdowns. I actually think a Buffalo disaster gets him over this, but a Kansas City disaster could leave him short, where, you know, Kansas City turns the ball over, short field, defensive touchdown. And by the way, the Kansas City implosion is there. I mean, they were looking like they kind of wanted to implode against the Steelers for a quarter. They punted 4 straight times and then allowed the fumble 6. And then, you know, that flip got switched. But if that flip never gets switched against the Bills, they could get ran out of their own building.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't get hyped for this game on Sunday night, then you've been watching the wrong show all season long, because this game looks like a good game going into it. Okay, now let's move over to some of the position players. Debo Samuel, we got a prop here on FanDuel Sportsbook of rushing and receiving, 93.5 minus 114, and the under, of course, 93.5 as well. That's minus 114 to win 100. We know right now that Shanahan has used Debo in so many different ways. It's funny is that Davis, it's like, in order for Debo to go over this, it's required he gets like a 30-yard run. But he does, like, every time, you know? Like,
every
game. You just can't go under it. I don't know. I mean, it's Lambeau. This is a much tougher scenario to play here. I love this player. If the 49ers win, of course he's going over this number. But I'm not sure. How do you feel about this one?
Well, certainly I feel like the smart money, you know, the pencil pushers out there, the guys who have their calculators up, they're looking at this line being like, oh man, easy, easy under here. Jimmy G banged up. The Packers know what's coming. You know, they're going to be prepared for him as a rusher. Can Debo really go an entire season averaging 6.2 yards per carry? He's got 59 rushes on the year, 6.2 yards per carry. Absolutely. I mean, just, it's unbelievable. The season that Debo is having, I don't know if anyone will ever replicate it in terms of efficiency. However, I am not a professional sports bettor, right? I very rarely going into these wagers be like, I'm going to grind out my 54.5%. And I'm going to make profit at the end of the year. So a lot of the times I'm just betting what I want to have happen. I'm trying to have fun. Imagine betting a Debo under. Like, imagine every time Debo getting the ball being like, really hope he gets tackled. Like, that just doesn't sound fun to me. So I'm going over.
Yeah, I will pass on this one. Love the player. But if it ends, no one would be surprised to have Debo having 40 receiving yards and 30 rushing yards. And at the end of the game going, wow, that seems so easy. So I will just pass. All right, Devontae Adams of the Packers in big games has had some of his best games. His total is 94.5, under 94.5. I don't see the weather being a huge factor as far as the passing game. I'm looking at it. You know, I've been to games at Lambeau where I've seen that big fat 5 degrees on the screen, and it seems like they don't have issues with that. It's always the wind, and then if it snows, but I don't see that in the equation. This number feels also pretty darn good from FanDuel at 94.5. How do you see this?
So you are right. I mean, that is historically true, is that as long as the temperature is above zero and the wind is negligible, we actually don't see temperature have a huge effect on totals. And in fact, when totals dip as a result of the temperature dropping, but the wind and precipitation is not a factor at all, those totals actually tend to go over at a rate higher than you would expect. So that is sort of interesting. This is a pretty good line for Adams. I mean, I guess it is worth noting he has more games this year with 100 yards than games with less than 100 mm-hmm. yards. So that kind of leads you there. Really, it comes down to what we were talking about with Rodgers earlier, which is, do they just get up 10 points and salt the clock away, which I think they are comfortable doing. I mean, they're a little bit banged up, missing MVS, as I pointed out earlier, pretty big deal for their offense. They're just getting Cobb back off the designated for return IR. Again, I'm not betting a Devontae Adams under, but I would be. I think this is closer to a no bet. But I'm curious what the sharp sports bettors are on with this number this week.
Yeah, and the next one as well, because I got to tell you, this next one feels like this is basically betting, I don't know, Kansas City minus 14 against Jacksonville on the road. You know, like, I'm just not betting over on Cooper Kupp at 102.5. I'm just not doing it. I mean, it's probably going to happen, but this feels like that big line in the NFL that it's like, yeah, I guess you just got to lay the points and make the assumption. Because let's be honest, if this comes close, yeah, he's going to shatter it. And then, oh, who knows? Something crazy happens. He's not a big part of the passing game. The Bucs decide to change their defensive scheme, and they say we're going to take Kupp out of the game, and Jefferson goes off, and Beckham goes off, and Higbee goes off. I understand the notion he's averaging over 100 in every game of the season, but I'm just not doing it. This is the highest receiving number I can ever remember seeing in a prop.
I mean, I feel the same way about this Kupp number that I did about the Adams number, which is that the over is probably more likely to hit, but there are so many ways it can go wrong inside of a game that it just feels like a no bet, right? Like if you think the Kupp is gonna have a smash here against the Buccaneers, easier to just, you know, make some DFS lineups with him or whatever. But I'm probably not betting the over on that number.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the game is close, this is going over. But if it is not, one way or the other, you're losing. I think you're losing this bet. All right, now here's one that's a little more interesting, I think. Mike Evans is total. And Davis, this is at 69.5 at minus 110 to win 100, so a little bit less juice here. We know that Evans is the primary red zone target for Tom Brady, and he's, you know, the primary, like, short yardage guy. In order for Evans to go over this, he has to sort of, like, break a tackle. You can close your eyes and picture it, and he's running down the sidelines for, like, an extra 15 or 20 yards. But I'm curious your thoughts on this one, because, you know, Brady essentially over the last few weeks before the playoffs was using almost everybody else outside of Evans. He was using Gronk. He was using Tyler Johnson, that other kid that he was using for a while. He was doing well, too. What do you think about this one with Evans here at 69.5?
You know, it does feel like if the Buccaneers are going to win this game, Evans is going to have a performance, unless, you know, the thing that's hanging over this Evans number is that he's probably going to see shadow coverage from Jalen Ramsey. I mean, what else are you going to use Jalen Ramsey for? Do you want him covering Gronk? Probably not. Do you want him on Breshad Perriman, who hasn't practiced all week? Cyril Grayson hasn't practiced all week. You know, Scotty Miller is probably going to be involved here. Probably see a lot of two tight end stuff with Cameron Brate. You know, Wirfs is missing, so I think we're just going to see lots of quick throws. It feels crazy. I'd actually bet the under on Evans and say this is a big Gronk game, a big Fournette in the passing game type game. I'm not super confident in it, but I would lean under here.
I like that as well. All right, now Tyreek Hill of the Kansas City Chiefs, his total feels super low at 70.5. And the reason why is because clearly the numbers have just not been there over the past few weeks. There is some speculation that Hill is still hurt. I would tell you this. I watched some of the press conferences, Davis, for Kansas City this week. I don't know if you saw this. I guess it just sort of slipped by me that they used him on a punt return this past week. I think that there's a chance they're going to do that again in this game this week. And if that's the case, this guy's got to be 100% healthy. They're not going to put him in that spot.
Well, so the reason why they do this every once in a while with Tyreek, you know, not a ton of the time. He has, you know, basically one or two punt returns per season the last few years, and they only use it in high leverage spots. So when Tyreek Hill got that punt return, it was the punt after the game was 7-7. So they had gotten the Steelers had gotten that fumble, and the Chiefs had scored, and they were punting to get the ball back. They don't do it, you know, Mecole Hardman is their punt returner, or Byron Pringle is their punt returner, like 95% of the time. But everyone, it's, and the Dallas does this with CeeDee Lamb too, where if it's a high leverage situation, they're losing, they have a chance to swing some momentum, they'll throw him back there. But I mean, we're taking over on Tyreek Hill. 70 yards, come on. He's getting 150.
Yeah, I mean, it feels super low, but you know, the data just tells you that this is, he's not hitting it based on the last few weeks. So we'll see if that changes on Sunday night. All right, finally, let's cap it off with Stephon Diggs and take a look at his total. 72.5, Davis, for Stephon Diggs, who you know, is sort of looking for a little revenge. Didn't have the best time in Kansas City last time they played.
I mean, I'm just taking the overs on everybody in this game. It's because I'm more than anything, Craig, I'm just wish casting. We deserve this game. Bills Chiefs in the regular season sucked. Chiefs Cowboys in the regular season sucked. The Steelers did nothing. No pushback last week. The Patriots did nothing. And more than anything, narratively, it just feels right that if the Bills are going to become the new it team in the AFC, they got to go through the Chiefs, who have been the best team in the AFC for the last three seasons, and they got to do it in a big way. And Diggs' target volume is phenomenal every single week, so I'm going over.
All right, hopefully so. Like to see that happen as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up this first hour of the show. We got Alex standing by for the update at the top of the hour. Our buddy Jim Stannis will join us also to give you a daily fantasy preview on FanDuel. Stay on the grid. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Of course, Sunday night features the two teams in Kansas City and Buffalo that could be the game of the year. At least it appears to be on paper. Big figure in this game, of course, will be the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills and also the wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. Diggs talked about just how big Josh Allen has been for him over the last couple of years.
As of late, you've really seen Josh turn into the quarterback that we've seen all along, as far as like him leading us, him being that driving force. And it's special when it's coming from your quarterback position. You know, it's not coming from your coach, it's not coming from anybody else. It's coming from the quarterback. And for us, like having a quarterback like Josh, you're fortunate, you're blessed, because things aren't like that everywhere else. And, you know, that's why I always say, like, I'm thankful to have a guy like that, not only as a quarterback, but as a friend, because, you know, when things get tough, it's easy to have his back. It's easy to want to run through a wall for him, because, you know, he'll do the same for you.
You know, it's interesting, Davis. You go back to October, we were talking about maybe Josh Allen having a regression type season in fantasy and reality. Yeah. And here he is on the doorstep of one performance away from like making everybody forget that. I think that's for sure.
I mean, you want to really get crazy to it. Josh Allen's YPA this year, 6.8. That is a full yard worse than his YPA from last season. It's just that they've been incredibly good in close games, and Josh Allen has also been a phenomenal runner this season, and they've gotten more out of Devin Singletary than they've gotten out of a running back the entire time that he's been there. So, but I mean, that it's a little bit misleading. Obviously, he's been much better than 6.8 YPA.
Yeah, and if they win this week, he goes almost to the top of the mountain, because that would mean he's on the doorstep of a Super Bowl, which is certainly possible this week. That line very, very, very close. Kansas City on FanDuel, about a point and a half, maybe two. All right, we'll take a quick break. We've got Alex coming up with the update at the top of the hour, and then Davis and I will be back, update you on the NFL coaching searches, and hear from a potential new head coach in the NFL as well.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.